one, it's called If You Steal Someone's Coffee, Mugging.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I know I shouldn't boast on this program, but sometimes I accomplish something so astonishing that, well, if I don't tell you about it, who will? So here it is. It seemed impossible, but today I squeezed one more dollop of toothpaste from the tube. I did, thank you. I mentioned this on social media and friends began to chime in. Janet said, cut the bottom off the tube and you will probably get another week of toothpaste. John said, you've discovered another one of your superpowers. Ross Taylor confessed his own toothpaste trouble. My wife starts in the middle, and when it's out, I squeeze it from the bottom. I say, honey, what's the problem with the bottom? She says, it's easier from the middle, and I know you'll take good care of the bottom. Ah, that's a great marriage. Soon friends were chiming in with their own humble, albeit amazing, accomplishments. Joanne Bootsman said, today I got out of bed. David Rayner says he got 2 days out of one pair of underwear, side A and side B. Guys everywhere were amazed. Jim Netzlaw said, I cut my jumbo shrimp in thirds for shrimp tortellini Alfredo. The boys thought they got more shrimp that way. Ah, Jim, well done. They were, after all, jumbo shrimp. Those things are massive. My dear friend Esther Queering wrote, I was told not to look like I was working so hard when I wasn't really doing anything at all. I asked her if her husband Richard said this. Esther replied, and people wonder why he sleeps on the couch. Gordon Robidoux, my old golf buddy, said, yesterday I stopped the microwave with 1 second left, so I didn't have to hear all those beeps. I'm telling you, Gord, you've got talent. This from Paul Mitchell. How about a shot of water in the ketchup bottle to get the very last out of it? Excellent idea, Paul. Or bring the part of the ketchup packet you didn't use back from McDonald's and use it at home. Wow, we're on a roll here. After Rose Naomi O'Bray finishes a jar of mammoth pimento stuffed olives, she uses the brine in 8 different ways, including a delicious salad dressing. Oh, yeah. Corey Horseman said, wow, and some folks think only the Dutch are thrifty. Speaking of the Dutch, Louise Huerta said, when we were kids, we got to take turns with the empty jam jar. Mom would cut bread into small squares and give us a fork so we could swish it around and get the very last bit of jam. Ah, Mom, way to go. Good to the last drop. Michael and Pauline Parlee advised putting a bit of boiling water in the jar and having jam tea. Jacqueline Lowen shared her great accomplishment. I fit into my earrings this morning. Well done, Jacqueline. The ear diet worked. My friend Dave Huey agrees. He told me, I opened the fridge only once to get the mail today. As for Marvin Bjorg, he said, I drank 2 cups of coffee before it had a chance to get cold. Colleen Rice thought she could step over the gas pump hose and not trip, but her sandal caught and down she went. Thankfully, she fell as gracefully as an Olympic figure skater, and though others may still be talking about it, she is just fine. Well, with friends like these, who needs more friends? Thanks, everyone, for your responses. And whatever your accomplishments today, be they big or small, thank God for them, would you? Boast only in Him. He gave us these remarkable brains and the breath to live this day in thanksgiving for every gift He gives. My aging friend Thomas Zimmerman sure agrees. He humbly told me, yesterday I walked into the other room and actually remembered why I was there. A little boy wrote, Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman. Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.